Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts, and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and today I'm so excited because with us we have Peter Nakato. Peter immigrated from Cuba, arriving in America in November 1996 at age 29 with no money, no connections, no command of the English language. With a determination born of both desperation and vision, he diligently applied himself to the task of learning English, working hard, and gaining all the knowledge he could about personal growth and success. What are the secrets that turn Peter's life around from poverty to unparalleled success? His wonderful book, The Winner's Mindset, is where he reveals his personal experience and explains the principles he learned, developed, and perfected as he rose to overcome insurmountable obstacles. His mission is to help others unleash their potential by providing ideas, systems, and strategies they can use to reap the rewards they want in their lives far faster than they ever dreamed possible. Peter, welcome. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me, Vicki.
Peter, tell me a little bit, for those that have not had the pleasure of meeting you, a little bit about how you came to your passion and purpose in life. Your story is so interesting.
Well, Vicki, first of all, let me define my passion and purpose, which is to empower, inspire, and enlighten as many people as I can through my seminars, my keynotes, and my books. I came up with my purpose when I was released from the hospital. I was facing a life-threatening illness for almost 5 years, with no hope to get well. Even the doctors told me, Peter, I'm sorry, but there is nothing we can do. Well, I healed myself. I found a solution to my problem, and I shared my message to the world to show people that there is always a way. It may not be easy, but if they really want to achieve something, no matter how many obstacles they encounter, they will always find a way to go through those obstacles over or around it. So my passion is to give people hope.
That is such a beautiful passion, such a beautiful passion. So tell us a little bit about how you applied this. When you developed this illness, was this in Cuba before you left, or was this after you were here in the U.S.?
No, when I was right here in USA, yes.
Oh, my gosh. So you came here with no money, no connections, no English, and then you get sick.
Yes, after I had my companies, four of my companies, unfortunately, I didn't have health insurance. And I was so stressed out, and I ended up in the hospital for almost 5 years, and I had to sell the companies to pay for the treatment, for the hospital, for everything.
Oh, my gosh. That's just incredible. I mean, the obstacles you've overcome are amazing, amazing. So tell us a little bit about what it was like in Cuba, and after you came here, how did that maybe contribute to you wanting to not only help yourself but help others become successful?
Well, because in Cuba, it's different. In Cuba, you work, 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 and you don't see results. You don't see the fruits of your work. So right here in USA, you work, you work, you work, and you see the fruit. You can become somebody. So it's a big, big difference. No matter what you do right there in Cuba, you will never see anything. So right here, you work, but you can see the fruit. You can make money. You can become somebody. That's the difference between Cuba and USA.
That's so wonderful, and no one has taken advantage of the opportunities more than you, Peter. So tell us a little bit about your wonderful, wonderful book, The Winner's Mindset.
Well, The Winner's Mindset is not just a business book, it's a life book, and I wrote that book to give hope to people. And so many people, they want to be successful, They want to be happy. They want to be healthy, but they don't know how. So I show them how they can become more successful in business and life. Because the common denominator, Vicky, is that we all want to be happy, healthy, and wealthy, but many people don't know how, and they feel frustrated. So I wrote that book with that purpose, to help people to be more successful in business and life.
Oh, that's fabulous. So how did you come to the idea that you wanted to write the book? What prompted you to do that? Because book can be a lot of work.
Well, I thought the best way was to put it in black and white. So I took some seminars because I have never written a book, and I was a little bit frustrated at the beginning. And some people told me, Peter, you are not a writer. You have never written a book. How are you going to do that? You cannot do it. And I said, well, that makes sense, until I read some words from Hemingway. And Hemingway said, you are not a writer until you write your first book. And I said, well, that makes sense. And I took some courses about writing, and I said, you know what? I'm going to start today, April 2011, and I wrote The Winner's Mindset.
Wow, that's amazing. So how did you discipline yourself in order to write? Did you set a time every day, or did you write impulsively? How were you able to finish the book?
Well, I like to use the old style, a writing pad and a pen. And I used to go for a walk and writing ideas. For example, my book, I talk a lot about the human mind. And I said, I'm going to talk about the conscious mind. And I went for a walk and writing ideas about the conscious mind based on my knowledge. And then I came back home, I opened the computer, and I expand on those ideas. Sometimes I spend hours writing. Sometimes I spend 15, 20 minutes and nothing came to my mind. And I just closed the computer, walk away, didn't get frustrated. And when I was feeling it, when I was feeling inspired, I went back to my computer and I started writing again.
Wow, that is fantastic. So it was persistence and also allowing, it sounds like, some space to allow the creativity to flow in, like on your walks when you would jot things down on pen and pad.
Yes.
That's wonderful. You know, it took me a long time to learn that. And I mentioned this to a number of people, but I used to think that if I pushed harder, that was the way to get more accomplished when I was very young in business. And actually, I did it most of my life that way, and it does work. But I found now that when I come to a place where maybe I'm kind of stuck, rather than pushing harder, I take some time off and allow the creativity to flow in. And it flows so much stronger, and it's such a better formula for success for me than when I used to just drive. And the more frustrated I would get or the more stuck I'd get, I'd drive harder, you know?
That's why, I believe the same thing, yes.
I wish I'd learned it a long, long time ago. So tell me, what kind of challenges did you have writing your first book? Because writing was new to you, and I'm sure there are a lot of our listeners out there that are really wanting to write a book or in the middle of their book, and they're facing some challenges that they're having trouble overcoming.
Well, at the beginning, again, I had the idea to write a book, but I said, well, I have never written a book. How? So I took a couple of seminars, workshops, and I learned how. And I made a decision. I was a little bit afraid, thinking, I don't know. And I said, you know what? I'm going to get started today. So I started putting chapter by chapter by chapter and writing. And then I was reading, I said, you know what, this doesn't make sense. So I was changing paragraphs to this, a lot of research. I was reading in the computer, a lot of time in the computer. And I have read maybe more than 500 books about the subject. So a lot of research, a lot of hours. But again, it was worth it. I enjoyed it all the time. It took me 8 months to write the book. But frustrated, not really. Because I am the kind of person that I'm doing something. If I cannot find what I want to do, I'm going to take a break. I'm going to do something different. And then when I come back, definitely I'm going to find the solution.
I love that. you operate in the same way. And I think when you allow that creativity to flow, it's just amazing what can come in and how much faster you can get things accomplished. And it seems counterintuitive to take a break and get away from it, actually, as opposed to, you know, pushing at it, as I said earlier. But I found that that works so well for me as well. So what can the readers expect when they read your book?
Well, I hope readers will learn that if they want to be successful in any endeavor, in any undertaking, they have to believe. Because when they believe, they will persist. And when they persist, they will succeed. So the only way to go from believing to succeeding is by taking action. So the distance between where you are right now and where you want to be is called action. Action spells the difference between failure and success. So the core of my book is believe and persist blended with massive action. So that's what I hope readers take away, to believe in themselves, to be persistent, and that success is achieved by taking action.
Oh, I love that. I love that. That's so powerful. So do you have maybe a couple of little tips or little morsels that you could give us in advance of us reading the book to be able to start taking action right away? Just a couple of little morsels.
Well, my book is all about action. It's a positive book, but I always say the same thing. You can be thinking in positive terms days, weeks, months, years. If you don't take action, you will never get results. So that's one chapter of my book is all about action. Be positive all the time. You know, believe in yourself. Be persistent, but take action every single day. And that action is going to take you to the result you want to achieve in your life or in your business.
Yeah, you know, I think years ago when the book The Secret came out and the actual TV movie type thing, they talked a lot to the idea of the law of attraction and staying positive and so forth, but they didn't put a lot of emphasis on the action. And I really do think that that's great that your book is focusing on that, because that's a really important part. If you just sit around and wait for it to come to you, you're going to miss so many opportunities for success.
Yes, about that book, The Secret, it's a great book, but again, that's my philosophy. With your thoughts, you attract what you want, but you have to take action to receive it. So they don't talk about action, and I believe that if you don't take action, you are not going to get anything. So action is important to your success in any area of your life.
Do you have any tips on how people can get motivated if they're not real motivated toward taking action?
First of all, make a decision. There's a big difference between make a decision and a goal. You need to decide, I'm going to do this. I'm going to have my own business. I'm going to become healthier. I want to write a book. I want to make this kind of money. Now, start thinking in positive terms and then set a goal. What kind of money you want to make? What kind of book do you want to make? Or what kind of business do you want to have? Then when you have that goal, make a plan. Do your research and take massive action.
That's fabulous. It's great that you give those tools, because those that maybe are just starting out with the action or, again, are stuck in their action, you actually have a plan for them to be able to get started and get motivated and get going.
Yeah, because, you know, we cannot motivate people. They have to have their own motive. We can inspire people, but they have to be motivated. They have to have a goal, a dream, and a why. What is the catalyst catapulting them to the top? So if you don't have a why, a purpose, you are not going to be really, really successful.
Are there some hints that you could give us on if some of us out there have not found our why yet? We're still looking for our purpose, and maybe we're dabbling in a number of things. How can you kind of center and focus on what your purpose is? Are there some tools to get there?
When I have a client, I always ask this, what makes you happy? What makes you happy? Sometimes they don't even know. But again, I cannot find out, because you can have your own motives, he, she, me. We are all different. So I try to make them understand that if they don't know what they want, how are you going to achieve something that you don't know what you want? So they have to know what they want. Write down, put it on paper, what makes you happy? in your personal or professional life. And they start writing. Now, why do you want to achieve that? Why do you want to make, for example, $100,000? Why do you want to have a new home? Why do you want to have a new car? Whatever it is, find the why. And that why is the engine pushing you forward. But you have to put it down. You have to write it down. You have to see it in order to find out what you really want.
Yeah, you know, it's very interesting because I didn't really discover my why and define it in a substantive way until fairly late in my career. And it was because I'd done a lot of different things. And I think sometimes it looks like what you're doing is very different. Like I started my ad agency when I was in my 20s, and I went from there into consulting with major corporations, Fortune 500 companies, and then coaching their CEOs. And then I moved from there to now what has turned into a publishing entity. And we also have communities and so forth. But it was very interesting because it all seemed very different to me until I realized that the way that I functioned within all of those things was a catalyst to bring people who need something together with people who had what they needed. And whether it was advertising or whether it's publishing or whether it was doing the consulting I did, that was the common thread with all of it. So I'm more inclined to put together our events, and I'm not as inclined to really want to be on the stage, though I am a lot of times. I'm more inclined to want to get a lot of people there that are incredible speakers and, you know, just incredible driving forces in our world, like you are, Peter, and then bring the audience in so that they can get the ideas from all of these masters. And it's so interesting because I thought I was doing different things, but then I realized, no, the way I function and my real passion is more of a catalyst between two entities. And it took me a long time to figure that out. I thought I was doing a whole bunch of different things, and I really wasn't. It was just different surroundings. Do you find that happens sometimes with people that you're consulting with and that you're coaching?
Oh, yeah, most of the time. They want to be successful, but they don't really know what they want.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I said, well, if you don't know what you want, how are you going to get it? If you cannot see it, how can you get it? So that's the problem, because if you don't know what you want, if you don't have a target, you are not going to hit it.
Yeah, I think that's very true.
Yeah, that's really, 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 really common with almost everybody. Many people want to be successful. They want to make more money. And I say, okay, what is your goal? I want to make more money. Well, that's not really a goal, because one more dollar is more money. You need to know a specific amount, $100,000, $200,000, $300,000, whatever it is. You need to see it in your mind, and you need to believe in yourself. You need to believe that you are going to get it. That's critical.
Yeah, it's incredible. And I've always found that for me personally and for a lot of people that I've worked with and consulted to, usually they love what they do so much if they're truly in their passion and they're successful, they're making a lot of money, but money is not the main driver, you know? It's the love and the passion for what they're doing. I know that that's true for me. And I think sometimes, too, it's interesting because I know with myself, I could not do what I'm doing now if I didn't have all the experiences I had earlier on in my life. All of those are necessary for me to be able to achieve what I'm achieving now. So there was no wasted time. It's very interesting.
Yeah, it is.
It is. So, Peter, if you were looking at this on a larger scale, like a global scale, with the amazing work you're doing and this wonderful book you've written, I'm sure it's going to be the first of many. If you were to look at that from the scope of how you would like it to have an impact on the world, almost like a legacy, what would that look like for you?
Well, I would like to see my book, The Winner's Mindset, changing lives all over the world, to change a pessimistic person into an optimistic, a nobody into a somebody, a hateful person into a grateful person. I would like to see my book helping people to see the good in the bad, the happy in the sad, the gain in the pain, and what makes them grateful, not hateful. I'd like to see my book helping people to become more successful in business and life. I want my book to become the catalyst catapulting people from the bottom to the top. So that's the type of impact I'd like my book to have on the world.
Oh, I love that. That's so beautiful. And I'm sure it is already having that impact and will have even more and will only enhance what you're doing as far as touching people's life when you actually work with them. Any other tips you'd like to share with us in closing?
Well, I would like to tell people that believe in themselves. Take massive action. Be persistent. First of all, you need to believe in yourself, because if you don't believe in yourself, you are not going to be persistent. Why persist if you don't believe you can succeed? And keep moving forward. Keep moving forward. If you cannot get something, don't quit. Keep going, keep going, keep going. It can take you 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, but if you keep going, you will achieve what you want. But always, always believe in yourself.
You know, I'd like to ask you how you kept believing in yourself when you had all of these medical specialists and doctors who, I mean, we tend to look up to them and they tend to know a whole lot more about health issues than we do usually. With them all being living in a negative diagnosis where you were concerned, where did you go to dig up that confidence that you would be healed?
Because as I mentioned before, I have read so many, many books, and I know that your mind can heal you or can kill you. So you are the one decided what you want in your life. And I decided to heal myself. And I was persistent and consistent, believing that my mind was so powerful that I can defeat that illness. And I was day by day, night by night, thinking about my health. I was visualizing me healthy, healthy, healthy all the time. I saw myself in my mind's eye working out at the gym, competing. I'm a black belt in martial arts. So in my bed, I couldn't even move, but I saw myself in my mind's eye fighting and kicking and punching and working out. And that became a reality. So your mind can heal you or can kill you. So you are the one deciding what you want to bring into your life.
So beautiful. What a beautiful parting thought that we can do almost anything we set out to do if we have a positive attitude, a really true, clear vision, and apply a lot of action to it. And you are such an example of that. And it's just wonderful that you're sharing that with people, both in the work you're doing as well as your wonderful book, The Winner's Mindset. Peter, I know people will want to be able to tap into more of your knowledge. Is there some place that they can go, say a website or something, where they can connect with you?
Oh, yes. My website is www.petermicado.com.
Wonderful. PeterNicado.com. Everyone, do yourself a huge favor and visit Peter's website and get to know more of his work intimately, because it's amazing. And also, his book is available on Amazon, of course. Peter, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Vicki. It was a real pleasure.
And for those of you who would like to learn more about Expert Insights Publishing, our best-selling books, award-winning magazines, our global communities and broadcasts, you can find us at getei.com. That's GETEI.com. And everyone have a wonderful week.